How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. Today, I'm going to share the secret formula and secret system I use to run every single day of my life up to the next 10 years. I'll give you the secret formula right after this. Quick thank you to my partners.
If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from my Connick offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Connick offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Connick offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day, bring your team. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Connick offices.
Okay, you're still here. You're here for the secret formula. This is something I do every single quarter with my great mate, James. We take a half day, and then every 6 months, we take the full day, and we map out the next 3 months, 6 months. So we started this last year, exactly a year ago. We sat down and we created 10-year plans. Then from that, we created 5-year plans, 3-year plans, 1-year plans, and then used that to map out our next 2 quarters. So we work in quarters. Obviously, the year has 4 quarters. We've just started Q3 for 2023. So we sat down. What we do is environment design is really, really important to me. So where I am and where I work and how I work has a big impact on the output and the quality of work I do. I believe that anyway. So if I believe it, it's true for me. I like to be in somewhere very inspirational and very motivational. So we go to a very, very nice hotel and we surround ourselves in a very nice, calm atmosphere. And then the format, we're constantly tweaking the format. So essentially, we work as accountability partners for each other. We will review the last quarter. So we also did this year, we also did the last 6 months. And we look back at the plans we'd made back in January. To be honest, you know, people do January resolutions and they do them for 2 weeks and then they fall away. Because I believe they don't have these systems in place. And this is something I've been working on for years. I've been trying to figure out a system to use, I would say, for the last 10, maybe 15 years. And this is something close to what I think is my final system. There'll never be a final system, but I think this is close to something that will work at a very high level for me. So I call it the operating system. This is very notion-y, by the way. The operating system for peak performance of my business, my body, and my brain for July, August, and September 2023. So I'll share with you what it is, and I'll share with you the template and the format you can use. If you're on my newsletter, I'm going to send this out this week to everybody in the newsletter, a blank template that you can use for yourself. If not, you can just take it down from here. So I do it in Notion. So Notion is the tool of choice for me. It's like my online brain. I put everything in Notion. I put all my ideas, I put all my databases and my workflow. Everything goes through Notion. The whole podcast is run through Notion. So for the Q3 master plan, I have like what's called a Fox operating system. So as I'm saying this out loud, I see how like minute and detailed this is, but it works for me. So it might work for one or two of you. I have like what's called my Fox operating system. And within that, then I have my Q3 plan. And then below that from last year, I have my 10-year, my 5-year, my 3-year and my 1-year plan. Before I get into this, actually, I'm going to share something important, I believe, as an outcome of doing this. And this was something I hadn't expected as I was doing my 5, 10, 3 and 1 year plan. Complete wrong order there, but my 10, 5, 3 and 1 year plan, I looked at it and I was like, I could probably start to do some of these now. And I give myself an experiment of what elements of these could I do now. I'll give you a perfect example. I want to have 2 season tickets to Old Trafford for Man United. And I was like, oh, that'd be nice. When? And to be honest, it was only when a good friend of mine passed away during COVID that I started to reevaluate all this stuff. I used to call myself very good at being disciplined and very good at delaying gratification. And now I realize I was just delaying life. I wasn't delaying gratification, I was just delaying my life. I'll be happy when, I will do this when I have more money, I will do this. We all do this, we all do it to different levels, but I think for me, it was really holding me back. So I looked at this and went, okay, I'd love to have in, I think it was 5 years, I'd love to have 2 tickets to Old Trafford. So then I was like, right, how can I do this right now? I was like, okay, well, I'd like to go 3 times next year. I'd like to go with my wife, I'd like to go with my mum, I'd like to go with my dad. And then I started looking at it. And the more you open up to the universe and the more you start being aware of what's going on, suddenly Man United launched these cup season tickets. It was one off thing they'd never done before. I applied and I got 2 cup season tickets, which meant I got over to Old Trafford, I think it was 7 times last year. I'm not saying, you know, ask the universe and it will deliver. Absolutely not. I'm not a believer in that. I am a believer in positive visualization. I am a believer in opening up your mind to opportunities through activities like this. And then I was able to achieve that last year. That was a very one small thing. But to be honest, I do not think I would have pursued that opportunity if I hadn't put it down on paper as this is one of my 5-year goals. I digress very slightly, but this will give you an idea of why I do this. I think plans and reviews are very, very important. I would never review. I would always plan. I would always be forward momentum. Forward momentum at all costs is one of my beliefs. And I would negate the review. I would not want to examine in myself. I would not want to examine what I didn't do or what I didn't achieve. I'd always be on to the next one. I think that's an entrepreneur thing. On to the next one. On to the next great idea. On to the next great challenge. So by doing this and reviewing and planning and holding myself accountable and having someone else to hold me accountable. So James holds me accountable. It's not like he's going to crack the whip and go, oh, you didn't do this week. That's very bold. He's not there. He knows we're both adults. He knows we're both on a mission here to achieve a lot in life. He's just someone who holds up a mirror to me and he doesn't even have to say anything. I'll know if I haven't done it and I won't want to disappoint him. I won't want to disappoint myself. So that gives you kind of an overview of why we do it. How we do it is for the half day or for the full day, we do an hour or two of review in the morning. So we will spend the first couple hours having coffee, generally fasted, just for clarity of thought for me. I find it useful. A couple hours reviewing everything that's gone on the last 6 months. What worked, what didn't, and just be totally open. And this really, really works with someone like James, who's been in my life for a long time. The goal here is to find someone who's on the same journey, because that really, really is important. And someone who will be in your life for a long time, because pattern recognition is really important here. For them to be able to see what patterns you're repeating, and then what good patterns you're repeating, and what bad patterns you're repeating. And simply by tracking this over a period of time through the document, you'll see it yourself. You won't need them to call it out for you. So we do a 2-hour review, then we broke this, we added this in this time, we broke for like 90 minutes, did a sauna, cold plunge, back up, and then started mapping out the next 6 months. So we broke it up into Q3 and Q4, obviously, and we just mapped it out. And the template I used is I have a Q3 principles, so I write down the 3 principles that I'm working to this quarter, and then I have key events. So key events that I'm either looking forward to or key deliverables I have to deliver on. So for me, it's, you know, when is the next season of the pod start and finish? You know, when does my daughter have her christening? You know, good things that you look forward to, but also things you have to deliver for your business and yourself. And then I break it down into 3 different sections, business, brain, and body. So for business, I break it down further into business output goals and then business input goals. So the output goals is what I want to happen at the end. So for example, one of mine is to grow the monthly downloads to 20,000 downloads. And then the input goal to match that is publish 2 world-class interviews per week, 3 episodes in total. My second output goal is to secure the number 1 spot on the Irish business charts. My input goal for that is to outreach to 20 top tier guests per week. Secure 30 new interviews before the end of Q3. So you see, I have an output goal. What do I want to happen at the end? And then an input goal. What am I going to do every day or every week to get there? And that is the key tweak I've made this quarter. is that I have output goals and input goals. Previously, I had output goals. I had all these big dreams. And they kind of worked because, you know, without a North Star, where are you going? But this time, we've got input goals as well. We've traced it right back. And then below that again, hold on to your hats if you already haven't got confused by now. I then have underneath that, I have a system. I have a system for how I'm going to achieve that. In that system, I've broken it down into weeks, into months, and into days. So it gets really, really granular. In that system, I have three things I'm doing every single day for my business. I have three things that I'm doing every single day for my body. And I have three things that I'm doing every single day for my brain. This is the second key update here. Before, I would be changing the goals every single day. And this just led to procrastination and overthinking and a lack of focus. Every single morning, I was having to come up with new goals for that day. In reality, the main thing is the main thing. You shouldn't need to be changing your goals every single day. I have three input goals for the business, three input goals for my body, three input goals for my brain. I'll give you a very simple one. Input goal daily, 90 minutes deep work on the podcast. That's for my business. For my body, exercise for at least 45 minutes that day. And then input goal for my brain, read for 30 minutes every single day. So there's three solid inputs. If I get the three of them done by, say, 12 o'clock in the day, it's a pretty good day. That's a pretty solid morning. 90 minutes deep work. And this is another tweak that I've made. I've talked about this before in the pod. I now only work in 45-minute and 90-minute segments. My massive problem was lack of focus. I would have 12 different tabs open. I'd be doing 5 different jobs. I haven't cured this, by the way. I've worked on this extensively, but I have not got to the end of this. This is a work in progress. But I find by time blocking and working in those segments, I will literally set a timer. I won't say the name now, but I use a voice-activated assistant to help me. And I'll go, hey, set a timer for 45 minutes. The timer will start, and I will not allow myself to get up out of the chair until the timer ends. That has also been a massive tweak. These all sound like really simple things. So if they are too basic for you, that's fine. But for I know for a lot of you, you're in the same boat as me. So that is kind of my template. And then each week, I give a review to James. At the start of every week, I'll tell him the three major things I'm doing that week to achieve my North Star goal. So for the next 6 months, we have three North Star goals we're working towards. Everything that I've just spoken about is leading upwards to those North Star goals. The North Star goals are top tier. They're leading downwards to everything else. The systems just work up towards that. They take away the need for thinking about it every day. They take away the need for overthinking. And that has been a major downfall of my own. I'm sure a lot of people are the same way. I've just applied systems thinking to everything. James Clear talks about this extensively in Atomic Habits. You don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. I've now designed systems that I'm extremely happy with. We'll trial it, we'll experiment for Q3, as we always do, and I'll let you know at the end of Q3, has this system worked? And what else I've added to it or taken away? I've tweaked this from this quarter to the last quarter. I'll tweak it again because that's the goal. The goal is to continually get 1% better. So let me know. Let me know if that works for you, if you try it. Let me know, do you have 5, 10, 3, 1-year plans? Do you have systems that you work for on days like this? Do you have a plan for the next quarter, 2 quarters? Or do you just freewheel it? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Hope you enjoyed that pod. That's something a little bit different for you. Most importantly for me, I hope one person listening gets some value for it. I'll see you back here on Thursday for a brand new deep dive episode. This Thursday, we have Cathal Friel, a fantastic businessman who has floated many companies on the stock exchange, created billions of value. See you Thursday.